of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, may the Lord give you his peace. Amen?
Amen.
An old farmer had a pig and some chickens. After a lifetime of farming and caring for the animals, the old farmer was naturally ready to retire. The pig and the chickens overheard the farmer's wife as she planned to throw a nice retirement brunch for the farmer. After all, he had worked hard for many years. She thought to herself, it's the right thing to do. Likewise, the pig and the chickens got to talking. They came up with a plan of their own. They also felt that it would be the right thing to do to give something back to the farmer. Indeed, he had cared for them, and not only that, he had cared for their ancestors that had come before them. So they all agreed to make some contribution. I know, said one of the chickens, since it's a brunch time party, let's offer to contribute some eggs and bacon. Great idea, all the chickens cried out. But the pig said, wait a minute, not so fast. For you chickens, eggs for breakfast is just a little contribution. But for me, a pig, to give bacon for breakfast, that's a total commitment. Brothers and sisters, Jesus does not merely contribute to our salvation. He is totally committed to it, sacrificed himself to the very last drop of his precious blood. The readings this weekend prompt us to reflect on the importance of this Christ-like sacrifice. What are we willing to sacrifice for Jesus? A widow gives the last measure of food she had set aside for her son and for herself. She had planned to prepare it, to eat it, and then to die. But instead, she sacrificed that last of her food to feed the prophet Elijah. And miraculously, the Lord sustained her well into the future. The gift itself was a small contribution, but the widow gave everything, total commitment. It was sacrificial giving, trusting that God is never, ever outdone in generosity. Jesus praises another widow for her relatively small contribution in today's gospel from St. Mark. You see, for Jesus, the value of a gift is not measured quantitatively by size or amount. If so, he would have praised those who had given much more before that of the poor widow. For Jesus, the value of the gift is measured qualitatively in terms of sacrifice, the sacrifice that goes into the giving in the first place. Veterans, who we honor this weekend, know well the meaning of the word sacrifice. Every veteran is committed to country and core to the last drop of his or her blood. And what parent among us would fail to spend the last drop of his or her blood to save a child? We all know what it means to sacrifice on some level. Sacrifice is very rich in meaning in sacred scripture. God takes it seriously. Sacrifice is an essential part of our Judeo-Christian spirituality. God asks the Jews of old for the first fruits, not the seconds, not the leftovers. God asks for a true sacrifice. On the part of the Jewish giver, this required a deep act of commitment, trusting that the fruits would continue to be provided by God, who gives the growth. Trusting that God is never, ever outdone in generosity. Not only does God ask for the first fruits, he also wants the very best. In biblical terms, this can be seen in the sacrifice of the unblemished lamb at Passover. The Jews of old were prone to offer God animals that were not useful for one reason or another. Obviously, such a contribution cost the donor something, but it lacks the thing that God values most in the gift, sacrifice, rooted in one's unswerving faith that God is never, ever, ever outdone in generosity. The fact is that the sacrifice of the two widows in today's readings is both exceptional and extraordinary. Exceptional in that it goes well beyond the tithe that is the biblical benchmark for sacrificial giving. Extraordinary in that the two widows did not just contribute, they gave everything. Total commitment, 100%. These two widows exemplify the gift of yet a third widow who also gave all she had. That third widow is the Blessed Virgin Mother Mary. Mary offered her first fruits, her firstborn son, the unblemished Lamb of God. I think it is safe to say it was one of the most priceless sacrifices in all of human history. There has never been a sacrifice as profound as that of Mary, except for one. The sacrificial gift that tops the Blessed Mother's on Calvary is the gift of Christ himself on Calvary. Consider how Jesus gives. He doesn't just contribute to our salvation. He is totally committed to it. It is good to contemplate how much it costs the Lord Jesus Christ to save your soul. Jesus gave everything, 100%. He never counted the cost, not even as he endured brutal scourges, humiliating mockery, and the heavy weight of the cross. Even as the nails pierced his trembling hands and feet, Jesus never counted the cost. Even more, on Calvary, Jesus loved us to the very last drop of his precious blood. There was never, not even a millisecond, that Jesus stopped loving you or me from that brutal cross. For Jesus, all that counted was the salvation of your soul and mine. And for him, the sacrifice was entirely worth it. That is to say, you and I are worth it. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus defines the very apex, the high point of sacrificial giving. Jesus gave everything, 100%, and his only motivation was selfless love, that is to say, sacrifice. The readings this weekend challenge us to measure the quality of how we give against the quality of how Jesus gives. Notice I said how we give, not what we give. The value of a gift should not be measured by merely comparing one amount to another in terms of dollars and cents. The value of a gift can only be measured in terms of sacrifice. To what degree does one's gift manifest our selfless sacrifice for Jesus Christ, who manifests his selfless sacrifice for us on Calvary? Does our gift show our deep trust that God, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is never, ever, ever outdone in generosity? As Christians, we are challenged to be motivated by a Christ-like love that draws us out of ourselves to meet the needs of others without counting the cost. Sacrifice must be an indispensable part of our Christian spirituality. We are well acquainted with the three-legged bench of Christian sacrifice: time, treasure, and talent. All three should be part of our spirituality of sacrifice. It's not a matter of doing one or the other. All three are necessary. As Thanksgiving draws near, I extend my deepest gratitude for those who give both of their time and talent. The Martha Ministry, the various liturgical ministries, those who care for our buildings and grounds, those who serve on one or another parish committee or in some other necessary ministry. Thank you. I know I don't say it enough. Likewise, I am most grateful for your financial contributions. But as much as you give, and as much as I am truly grateful, I must share with you some hard facts. These facts that I share not as much as a fundraiser, I share them as a spiritual father, laboring to provide for his spiritual family. The first fact is this. Every parish has a financial council and trustees to oversee parish finances. The council is made up of fellow parishioners to hold the pastor, in my case me, accountable as the steward of the parish funds. Every penny that comes in or goes out of this parish is monitored by our parish financial council. The consensus of the council is this. On the one hand, the parish has made every possible effort to minimize expenses, even while expanding pastoral outreach. Basically, the expenses are payroll for clergy and staff, administrative expenses, utilities, security and insurance costs, liturgical supplies, repairs, and maintenance that seem endless. In one recent month, these expenses totaled more than $71,000 for 11 buildings on three sites. On the other hand, our ordinary income, which is basically for the parish what the paycheck is to your family, was recently only $62,000 for the month. That's almost a $10,000 deficit. And if we multiply that by 12 months, it's not looking good. So the consensus of the council is that we must inform our parishioners, Father Pham and I, must inform you as parishioners of the critical need to increase our ordinary income. That is our Sunday collection. That is the second hard fact. The third and most difficult hard fact for me to share, at the risk of seeming ungrateful even, is that more than two-thirds of those who give in the collection are giving less than $9 a week. And the most common weekly donations are $5 or less. Only you know if what you give is truly a sacrifice. To be crystal clear, it's not about the quantity given. It's about the quality of the gifts in terms of sacrifice. Some of you may be truly sacrificing according to what's reasonable, but I suspect others may be able to throw a little more sacrifice into their weekly offering. And some that don't give at all may be able to give at least something. Tithing is the biblical ideal, trusting that God is never, ever, ever outdone in generosity. If you are not ready to tithe, then give the first fruits of your labor at least. That is, if you make $20 an hour, give $20 a week. If you make $30 an hour, give $30 a week, and so on. That's not really unreasonable if you stop and think about it. Also, don't chop up your donation to give to the many second collections, again, which seem very endless. Give to the ones you prefer to give to. And if you can't afford a little extra from your ordinary gift to the parish, then prioritize the parish. But do me a favor, don't tell the bishop I told you that. To conclude, I invite you to close your eyes. Imagine yourself sitting close to Jesus in the midst of those crowding around him. You see the poor widow. You see the rich. You see everyday folks, neither rich nor particularly poor. The time comes for everyone to make an offering. You observe the many gifts being given, some sincere, some for show, some out of obligation. You hear the clanking of coins from that poor widow as she offers her meager sacrifice. Then you hear how, out of all the gifts given thus far, Jesus praises the poor widow for her pennies, all because it was truly a sacrifice like Christ's. Then Jesus turns to you. He looks squarely upon you into your eyes. He looks upon you with love, the same love that compelled him to spend every last drop of his precious blood to save your soul. And Jesus then says to you, are you willing to sacrifice for me that I may continue my saving work in the world? It's the right thing to do. Brothers and sisters, whatever sacrifice you make for the sake of the kingdom is a sacrifice in union with the saving sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do already. And thank you, thank you, thank you for prayerfully considering what more you will sacrifice, confident that God is never, ever, ever outdone in generosity. May he be praised now and forever.